A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
I want to rescue you. I can fix you.
Ain't no fixing me, Nino. You should know that better than anybody. Talk to me more than my spouse talks.
I don't think you're broken at all, Nick.
I wasn't talking about you, actually. That was recorded in my sleep.
Gotcha.
These are the types of things that's why I don't sleep very. Toss and turn. Just thinking about a lot of stuff.
I'm a lost cause. Cellini Domino here on a rainy Tuesday morning into the afternoon. I'm glad I stayed up late for that one as I texted you last night. That was my only text of the night.
I tried to do the right thing last night. Like, I didn't want to come into the room, wake my wife up because it was late enough. So I slept in one of my daughter's rooms because it was just late. Just like, do I really want to go upstairs?
I don't know how you do that. I have to sleep in my bed.
No, I don't. I can't sleep on the couch.
Else.
I can sleep other places.
You slept away from Carrie?
What's that?
You slept away from her in a different room?
Yeah. There are days that she'd probably like to move down the street from me, too. What's the big deal? This is what happens. You're married 25 years. I didn't really have to snuggle up to her to tell her what happened at the end of the Braves game.
You're never going
to
believe it, honey. You're never going to believe it.
Because
Are you awake? Are you awake?
Right.
That's Domino waking up Carrie.
I would have said, and do you believe LeBron? All of a sudden, this guy just leaves the press conference again.
You walked out. Without shaking hands either.
I don't want to do that.
His MO. He always does that. When they lose a series, he skedaddles.
I didn't want to do that. The point is, what is the point? Yeah, so it was a late night last night for everybody.
It was, yeah. It definitely was. But here we are.
Watch how it ended.
If you missed it, as a Braves fan, be glad you went to bed. I stayed up because Max Fried had six no-hit innings, and then Pierce Johnson had one more. Then Jimenez gave up a hit there in the eighth, but worked some hocus-pocus magic, and then A.J. Minter gives up the fatal bomb, the two-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth as the Braves do lose 2-1. And I agree with Buck, who I didn't know he goes to the coffee shop for a reason every day. He works I found out, at the coffee shop.
Oh, so this is like that that improv place down in Midtown.
Yes.
Or downtown.
It's that
interesting.
That version for Buck. Anyway, the
so
guys.
He's like the next guy to play Willie Loman. They haven't taken it to Broadway yet.
Or
they do it over here, and then they take it to Broadway if it looks like it's a hit.
When you go on the road as a comedian, like Billy Gardell's coming back in studio with us on May the 8th.
Uh-huh.
He's on the road trying out his new stuff. And then if he gets a special, then you work it and tie it all together if you have a big special.
I don't want to look in his pocket. Doesn't he have enough money?
I think he likes to go out on the road. Now it's going to, with Bob Hart's Abishola coming to a close, I think now he's bored.
Okay.
He wants to go out and do some.
Ask me if I'd be bored.
Would you be bored,
I'd be a little bored, but you know what? I'd be bored by the beach.
Yeah. I can be bored
location,
laying up.
Location, location, yeah. Location.
I can do the same thing every day. I can sleep in. I can go to the gym. I can lay by the pool. I can have a couple of beers, go home, watch some baseball, and repeat the process. I can do that every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Whatever the sport is, basketball, football, I can do it every day.
I need a little.
I'll never get bored.
I need a little jingle jangle in my life.
I need
a little.
You need action.
Yeah,
you're all about the juice.
That's right. Not every day. I can calm it down enough.
Right.
But I couldn't do what you you just described. I couldn't do it.
Here and there, you need to do it anyway.
So I disagree with you, though. I'm going to tell you this. I thought it was an incredible. I thought it was a great baseball
game. It was a great baseball game, but the problem is when your team comes up short in a baseball game like that, it's hard to process it, especially when it's 12:30 in the morning and you're used to going to bed at 11.
That's a
issue. A bunch of different factors. Well, yeah, I am talking for myself.
So don't blame, that's a you thing. That's not did they win or did they lose. 2 hours, 39 minutes, 26 strikeouts. Look, the biggest moment in the game, it's Riley and Olson. With their strikeouts.
If he could just strike out Matt Olson a little bit more.
It's the big moment in the game. By the way, bigger than Minter. Minter, it's 3-0. He works the 3-2. He hung it. He started walking off the mound as soon as contact was made.
Oh, he knew.
Everybody knew. It was over at that point. And look, you don't want that to happen. But I enjoyed the baseball game. I enjoyed watching
Seattle. As a baseball purist, you enjoyed the game. As a Braves fan, you did not.
Yeah, I'm so not a purist, but I just thought, okay, look, this is pitchers winning. This is pitchers winning, and every once in a while, it's okay if the pitchers win. Then their guy beat our guy. You know, it was as simple as that. I enjoyed the baseball.
I'm not going to hang this loss. I guess the point is Buck was taking shots at the people who were taking shots at A.J. Mentor, blaming A.J. Mentor. I'm not going to blame A.J. Mentor.
Me neither.
You score one run, you have three hits, and you strike out 14 times.
Yeah, me neither.
You get what you deserve.
Well, again, you worked it to 3-2. He would have been better off, we found out after the fact, he would have been better off walking that guy and taking another chance with somebody else who might not have hit a home run off him. This one's not on him. He had a really good month. It didn't work out. He got rushed into, not rushed into, but I knew, so the real story last night is, what would you have done with Fried? I would have pitched him in the seventh, and I'm going to tell you why. One less time you open up the bullpen door. If you get a bigger lead, great. He was going well enough. And it wasn't the no-hit thing. He wasn't finishing the game. But if he had had a 12-pitch seventh, 15-pitch seventh, and I use one less arm out of the bullpen, I'm living in that world.
Is the line of demarcation, though, 100, no, as in he had 100 pitches?
Yeah, sure. If you want me to go with that, I'll go with that. Not for me, it's not. He was dealing, and look, they're all leverage pitches to some degree. But if you were nervous, he wanted to stay in. So says he. He wanted to stay in. He said he wanted to stay in. If you're nervous that all of a sudden the pressure of the no-hitter might mean that seventh inning becomes more pressure pitches, it's not as easy, he's squeezing a little bit more. He's 30 years old. He's 30.
For what it's worth, Pierce Johnson came in and struck out the side in the seventh.
I know, but I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking would I have let him go. I would have let him go one more inning because he was in total control. I don't know that Pierce Johnson is going to do that, but my guy's in total control. He's warmed up. He's lathered up. He's 30. I'd like to think he's not going to have wee-wee running down his pants.
Well, he's not.
When he knows it's his last inning in a no-hit game. You're not finishing that game. That's not the story. I would have kept him in for one more inning. That's what I would have done. Two calls to the bullpen. I hope that I score a couple of more runs to give my bullpen an easier night. None of it happened.
Six no-hit innings, couple of walks, seven strikeouts by Max Fried. Bryce Miller on the other side doesn't allow a hit until, what, the seventh inning when he allows the only run that the Mariners would allow.
And the Riley Olson strikeouts are absolutely right after that, the biggest moments of that game. Ronald gets on and he steals two bases. Like, if he's not going to hit a home run, I'm going to need something else
from him. Then Ozzie doubles him in.
Right. So Ronald did his job with his legs. The other two guys striking out was the moment of the game.
It's Cellini and Domino.
And by the way, do you know what Seattle is this year?
Seattle is 16-13.
Okay, but I'm also going to tell you what they've been, a better team lately, because their strikeout-to-walk ratio is approaching 5 as a staff. That guy was 10-1 last night. 5 as a staff. That's insane. That leads all of baseball.
Man, that's why the Braves had problems last night. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We hopefully can solve some of your problems or at least help you escape from your problems today. You can listen all the time via the Fan app, including late in the night, early in the day. Doesn't matter to Braves baseball.
Oh, do you have
that
promo code for the...
There is no promo code. It's not like ESPN Plus. The Fan app is absolutely free, Matt Lear, thanks to Beaver Toyota of Cumming and Beaver Direct. Is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. I mentioned the X platform. You can follow along there at Road Dog 680, at Matt Lear, at Chris Domino, at Cellini, Nick at 680 The Fan. Today is International Jazz Day, Domino. So the question of the day is, what is your favorite jazz song? This Jazz Man by Carol King Count, Chris Domino.
Ask me how I know it's not a jazz song.
Why is it not a jazz
song? Because it charted.
Gotcha. What about anything from the movie The Jazz Singer?
No.
That doesn't count. Anything from Neil Diamond there?
Because they sold a bunch of albums.
Gotcha.
Listen.
What about Take 5 by the Dave Brubeck Trio?
Sure.
That counts, right?
Yeah, sure. I think so. Here's the thing. I don't understand. Don't at me. I'm not here to demean it. I'm not here to...
It's just not for you. That's
I'm
all.
Not here to bemoan the fact that I'm going to hear jazz
now
the rest of the show.
You're hear a lot of it probably today, yeah. Cullen Madden outside says he's got his own jazz playlist. Now, why he would have that, I don't know.
Well, because...
But
I'll
he's got
you.
One.
I'll
I said,
why.
Well, send it along. Pass it along to Matt Lear.
Please.
I'll tell you why. That's what he uses with the lady friends.
Little toke, little jazz?
Yeah, I don't know.
Zippity-bop.
What do I care? Listen, you idiots today on a Tuesday, play all your stupid jazz music. And I say because I don't understand it. It's not a jazz thing. It's a me thing. It's above me.
You're not judging. I just don't understand.
I hear notes that sound
a little
off.
Bit.
I hear those notes sound off to me. They sound off.
It's flat.
You ever hear somebody sing flat?
That's freeform jazz.
Okay. You're missing a point. Have you ever heard?
I don't think I am.
Yeah, you are. Believe me.
There you go. That's the sound of the horn.
Have you ever heard somebody sing flat? They're just a half.
Yeah. If you watch American Idol, you hear a lot of it.
It's what jazz sounds like to me. It's always like a half.
Let me ask you something.
Step off.
Because I've watched American Idol here and there.
Go ahead.
And the Simon Cowell of the world is no longer a part of American Idol.
No idea.
If someone isn't good, or if someone hits a flat note, or if someone doesn't do a good job, you should tell them, right?
So is everybody getting a trophy? Is everybody
getting a pat on the back? No, not everybody does a great job. That's how the world works.
Okay. I would rather play some music. There's a guy named, have you heard of, I think he was on one of these shows. It might have been American Idol. Teddy Swims. He sounds a lot like Chris Stapleton. If this was 1982, if you compare him to Simon Le Bon, this guy's not making videos.
Simon Le Bon, lead singer of Duran Duran. I'm just trying to fill in the blanks, that's all.
Okay. This guy doesn't, but again, the good news for this Teddy Swims, whatever his real name is, I don't think that's his Christian name, is nobody cares about how you look now when you do videos. They just want to know, are you different? Are you a little bit special? Are you talented? This guy's talented. Again, he came from one of those shows. He's talented. I don't think he's a big star. I'm not sure he gets radio play. But is it better than this? Yes. That's the point. Better than this.
Teddy is Jatten Colin Dimsdale.
Okay.
That first name is J-A-T-E-N. So
yeah, that's correct.
Better known as Teddy Swims.
Okay. I think he's got a tattooed head. Like I do. I think he's got a tattooed head.
That is correct.
Yeah, he does, right?
Yes.
He's Bam Bam Bigelow. Bam Bam Bigelow can carry a tune and play a guitar.
It's an outstanding reference.
Thank you.
Mr. Mino, congratulations.
I would rather if you play Teddy Swims coming back. And by the way, I'll give you a song or two because I want you to hear jazz. And again, not that it's bad. It's just not for me. Then I want you to hear Teddy Swims and you tell me which one you'd rather spend time with.
So the polar opposite in Domino's mind anyway of jazz was Max Fried last night. In fact, Max Fried now has a 15-inning scoreless streak. And here he is talking about what he's done as of late.
Just going out there and, again, just trying to give us a chance to win. Actually, you know, taking the ball, getting deeper into games and, you know, keeping us in it. Their guy tonight was pretty lights out. He was throwing really well, really commanding all of his pitches and keeping us off balance. And I knew that we were, you know, I had to kind of try to match him as much as I could. And, scraped together some really good ABs.
All right, that's fine. Wow. Please, for the love of God.
A ball of fire is that Max Fried.
Listen, I'm not telling you he doesn't laugh in his real life. He just doesn't laugh post-game.
He doesn't really want to be talking at this point. They lost.
Do you think he's
his body clock is probably off. They're in Seattle on the West Coast.
I'll guess he's done karaoke. My guess is he's done karaoke. But he might not have. What would he pick for karaoke? Like him letting his hair down. What would it be?
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Turn around, bright eyes. Turn around,
he's Stephen Wright.
Eyes.
You know what he is? I just realized.
Turn around.
He's the Stephen Wright of baseball.
Well, as long as he pitches like this, he can be.
Aren't you going to tell everybody who Stephen Wright is?
He's a comedian that...
Was he? Was he a comedian?
Made very, very weird observations.
He's a lot like jazz to me.
Kind of sounds like Stephen Wright, Boston guy, ironically. Kind of sounds like Bill Belichick. One of his lines was... You ever get that feeling when you're leaning back in a chair and you lose your balance? I feel like that all the time.
I don't think he was a comedian. That's me. Again, I know he's very revered by people. Max Fried is the Stephen Wright of baseball.
I put a new engine in my car. Didn't take out the old one. I can now go 500
miles
an hour. Don't step on my punchline. That's Stephen Wright.
I don't think that is a punchline. Again, I don't think he's a comedian.
Just random thoughts, random observations. Anyway, these are not random. These are numbers that are very concrete. Ronald Acuna Jr., 3 more Ks last night. His second consecutive 3-strikeout game. He had 2 of those all of last year. He's got 9 multi-strikeout games this year. He had 10 of those all of last year.
I can't wait to turn the page. Whew, let's get rid of April. Everybody should go to Marcell Ozuna and ask him, how'd you do it? How'd you turn it around?
Confidence.
Thank you, Marcell. Be a good teammate. Spread the word. Confidence.
Ozuna got a long swing. So.
Right. He got a long swing.
Matt Olson.
But with confidence.
0 for 3 last night. 2 more strikeouts. Austin Riley 0 for 4 last night. Like we said, 14 strikeouts overall. And the Braves have 29 home runs. 17th in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
They had 41 in the opening month last year. So the power numbers are down.
And the record
about,
is better.
Yeah. We talked about, though, this being sustainable. Guys are going to have to wake up.
Doubt.
And I know it's only April, and we've seen it with Marcell Ozuna, among others. We saw it with Matt Olson in his first year here. Yeah. We know that these guys are going to wake up. The back of their baseball cards say as much. But last night was not one of those nights.
Well, and when you wake up, will it be in wins? You know, if you're gonna be 1-for-4, if you're, oh, look, you got a hit. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuña, you got a hit. Will it be a hit that matters? Again, Ronald did his job with his legs last night. Thank God he got on base. But at the end of the day, it's not. This is, I don't care that you're not setting records. I told you that in March. I don't care about home run records. I don't care about total bases. I don't care about runs scored. I don't care. Don't care. Don't need 104 wins. Don't want them. Don't need them. Get me to 90. Get me into postseason healthy. I'm better. I'm better off this year. But there are moments like last night when you're two guys in the middle of your lineup, both strike out in a one-run game, in a 1-0 game at that point.
Just one of them things.
By the way, let me fix this for Max Fried. Can you go back to that Max Fried thing, whatever that just was? Just play the beginning. Does
he say, talking about his 15-inning scoreless streak? I think that's what he was talking about.
Go ahead.
I'm just going out there and, again, just trying to give us a chance to win.
Okay,
actually,
take it off.
You know, taking the ball, getting
take it off.
Deeper.
Take it off. He's not throwing a sweeper. There you go. I mean, I don't know. There it is. He's thrown it two times in two games.
He has changed his approach, and it's not a coincidence that everything has changed on the mound.
He's put a pitch away. He might be in a little bit more of attack mode. So, okay, there it is. I just figured it out for him. It would have taken him 9 more minutes to not give you an answer. So I just did it.
Deeper into games. And
he's still going, though.
All the time.
Still got plenty to say.
He's always going.
He lights out. He was throwing really well. He's
Stephen Wright. Boy, I'm telling you,
yeah.
I have had some pretty good ones in 30 years in terms of, what does that person look like? What does that person sound like? I just nailed this guy. I just nailed him. He doesn't want to give you anything.
So if you're locked in a room and they're trying to get you to confess to a crime, even if you didn't commit the crime, are the odds better of you confessing if
Stephen
you
Wright.
Hear Max Fried?
Stephen Wright.
If you hear Stephen Wright?
If it's Max Fried and Charlie Morton as a tandem.
Or if you hear Arthur Smith.
Okay.
Last year.
I don't need to hear any of these people.
Explaining ball distribution.
I don't need to hear any of these people. Stephen
Light
Wright.
Variables.
I'd admit to crimes I didn't commit.
I might hang myself if I heard that on a continuous
loop. I know what he's about. I've told you. He's the king of the morons.
Result we expected.
I'll gnaw my way
Buck
through
called
this.
Arthur Smith a nincompoop this morning, and you're saying he's king of the morons. So
I've said that for a while.
You guys are on the same page
I gnaw through sheetrock to get out of a room with him if he tried. What did I tell you all last year? He's coach-splaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's insulting.
That's a good problem to have.
At least Max Fried, I just think he doesn't want to talk. This guy wanted to talk. He just wasn't good at it. Stephen Wright, what do you want from me? You're not funny. Again, at me if you want. Oh, Stephen Wright was funny.
He was also the voice of the DJ in Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, again, nothing that interests me.
And this is Jerry Rafferty and Steeler's Wheel, stuck in the middle with you. You're laughing. So apparently he struck a chord with you in that movie.
Because he wasn't being a comedian.
And it led to the cop getting his ear cut off.
Yes, it did. Somebody had to intro the song. I don't know what Tarantino's relationship
is. The rabbit hole I've gone down lately is the behind-the-scenes photos from movies like that. Like Michael Madsen has got his arm around, was it Tim Roth?
Yeah.
After he shot in that scene, he's all bloody.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
They're posing for photos.
Again.
I like stuff like that. I don't know.
I know. Why don't you just try
call
to...
Call me crazy.
How about you do this? How long do you rabbit hole on average?
On average, 7 to 10 minutes.
Oh,
I move along to something else.
You're lying.
It's a continuous rabbit hole, but the topic changes because other things then start to pop up.
How long do you rabbit hole?
So overall, 35 minutes.
A day. Be honest.
At least.
Yeah. Spend 10 of those minutes learning something. Just take 10 minutes.
I do. I learn about what happened behind the scenes.
I learned something this morning that when a hydraulic press pushes a stack of napkins, they become hard and like wood.
They explode.
So there you go, Domino. We're learning stuff.
Okay.
It becomes an explosive.
You guys are
just learned. That's science, Domino, we learned.
Listen, idiots.
You got to broaden those horizons.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about two separate things. Did the napkins explode or did they turn to wood?
No. Mine, they became very hard and stiff.
Yeah. So the one that I saw, they exploded.
You're talking nonsense. I think we're both talking facts. Then it's not science.
It is science.
Two different results happened.
It could have been different napkins.
Right.
Different materials. Mine were orange.
Okay.
Mine were white.
There you go.
Boom, Chris.
10 minutes of the day. Just spend 10 minutes rabbit holing into something that'll make you smarter. Might even make you a better human being. Who knows?
So should I rabbit hole like Nova and watch one of those shows?
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it 35 minutes a day, which means, by the way, you're doing it 50 minutes a day.
Probably.
Because I know the ratio on these things.
Like down at spring training, I come back from the gym. Amanda and Domino are watching Nova. this is what really happened with the Hindenburg. I go, what do you mean what really happened? It blew up. Blew up.
This is funny. You came back from the gym. You were gone for 4 hours a day. So you're going to Ross and Marshall's and doing whatever else it is. And by the way, I never asked you what else you're doing.
That's it.
Nobody. Sure. The Nobody's gone for 4+ hours a day.
The workout anytime was like 35 minutes away.
Why do I care? It doesn't matter.
But you asked. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm telling you. You're gone for 4 hours. You go, oh,
the other
the
one,
gym.
It was the construction of the Eiffel Tower.
That's right. That's right.
Well, in a few days, the Pop-Tart documentary is coming out.
Can't wait for that either. Anyway, Ronaldo Lopez and Luis Castillo tonight, 9:40 first pitch out in Seattle, the Ford leadoff show here on your home
Castillo,
of Braves baseball.
By the way, he's
the fan is at 8:25.
It doesn't matter. He's the exception. Well,
it kind of does.
Well, people know it if they know it. He's the exception to the rule. He's got 4 losses for that staff in April, and he doesn't really have great strikeout to walk.
Well, it's time for the Braves to wake up then tonight and make good on what did not happen last night. I insist that they do, or else. Or else. I'm going to give you a bunch of hot takes tomorrow. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. FinleyRoofing.com. The bongos mean the headlines, and this is what's coming up. The rules are set for this summer's fight of the year. We explain at 11:50. Jeff Rancourt got pranked by Buck Belue on the golf course yesterday. We'll talk to him about that, and a very special guest joining his Players Only podcast as he joins us for his weekly conversation, Jeff Rancourt, at noon. And he's the poster child for the transfer portal. JT Daniels will join us at 1 o'clock. Looking very much forward to that conversation. Undefeated as a starter at Georgia, and he's got a national championship ring. JT Daniels at 1.
Take it from Kirby's hands. The defense can't do it all.
He was the first virtual sensation at Georgia. Sure, he's really proud of that. When we come back,
well, let's not play that.
10.4 million reasons this Falcon is smiling this morning. Into the red zone we go on Cellini and Domino. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
When I was a baby, I kept a diary. Recently, I was rereading it. It said, day one, still tired from the move.
So you're saying Max Fried sounds like that comedian, yeah. Stephen Wright.
Is that
what you're saying? No, that was Stephen Wright.
Is that the conversation
Wright.
He had with Brian Snicker at the end of six?
Stephen Wright.
Yeah, I am saying.
Happy International Jazz Day. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's the Fan. 680 and 93.7.
It just sounds like six people get into an alley, find some stuff, and just start hitting on it. Again, it's me. It's not you, jazz people.
It's me as well.
It's what it sounds like to me. People just jump into an alley. What do we got? What's in there? Let's just start hitting on it.
I'm like you. I've had vertigo for the last, like, 2 months, and this stuff makes it worse. Just discovered that. But it is the X-Platform question of the day. What's your favorite jazz song?
It's a trigger. Is what they call it.
It sure is.
It's a triggering.
It's like Mary Hart years ago on Entertainment Tonight. People would have seizures when they would hear her voice, including Kramer. Now Braves fans from all over Georgia, this is good news, can't participate and win with the Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. And no matter where you're at, home or away, and I'm talking about the Braves as well, you get the chance to win. You can enter in person at Truist Park or online. Online entrance, though, must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. You get 50%. 50% goes to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. If you do win, go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB ballpark app while in the state of Georgia. Bill Belichick continues to do the impossible. That story in about 5 minutes.
Punching it in from the goal line. This is the Drive into the Red Zone.
By the way, the 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing. Tight end Kyle Pitts, as Derek Thomas mentioned in his update, had his $10.4 million fifth-year option picked up by the Falcons yesterday. And, Chris, it's not a real surprise. I think we all saw this one coming with Kyle Pitts being healthy this year and having a real quarterback throwing him the football. Like I said last week, I'm not excusing his actions last week, but if you're not healthy and you don't trust the guy or the system when it comes to you catching passes, a lot of times you're going to jake it, and I think that's what Kyle Pitts did last year. Yeah, I'm excusing it. I'm just telling you that's why I believe it happened.
Yeah, we talked about it. I think there were some Wednesdays where he just said, all right, Wednesdays, the ball's not coming to me. He's either not going to have enough time or he's going to do something dumb with it, and it's not coming to me. Again, inexcusable. We'll see how healthy he is. Here's the beauty of the Players Association. They haven't gotten a lot right. Baseball's gotten more right with their association. They make you pick up the fifth year before you play the fourth year.
Yep.
Like, that to me is dumb. Like, good for the players, for most of them. Most of them are going to have it picked up. But I have got a $10 million spin of a wheel. Am I going to even be happy with you? Will I be so disgusted with you at the end of this year that I will have to find out a way to get out from paying you $10 million.
And Terry Fontenot refused to single out Kyle Pitts when asked, is this a big year for him? He said, yeah, he's excited, but it's a big year for everybody. Kyle, Drake London, Bijan Robinson.
Right, whatever.
Our offensive line. I mean, he just kept going.
Whatever. No, the question was that guy. Because either he's hurt, he jaked it, it's a combination of both, and you haven't gotten an out. There's been no output from him. So what are we going to do about it? Of course it's a big year for him. Why can't you just say that? We gave him $10 million. What am I going to worry about insulting him? I gave you $10 million.
And much like,
and I have no idea if you can play.
Yeah, well, we don't, aside from his rookie year. But much like we're going to keep an eye on some of these defensive players this year, like Latu and Dallas Turner, people are keeping an eye on the guys that were chosen after Kyle Pitts at number four that year. Jamar Chase taking fifth, three Pro Bowls.
Yep.
Vinay Sewell taking seventh, two Pro Bowls.
I'd imagine
helped Detroit reach the NFC Championship game
last
season.
They don't mind picking up those fifth-year options.
And then there was a guy by the name of Micah Parsons that was also taken after Kyle Pitts that year. So receipts are always kept, whether you like it or not. Remember what
let me do this. I don't know Terry Fontenot well. If somebody, let me be Terry Fontenot. Ask me if this is a big year for Kyle
Pitts. Terry actually is here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Now we can ask him. Go ahead.
Terry, is this a big year for Kyle Pitts?
Of course it is. We haven't been in the playoffs in 6 years. Of course it is. Did you see his numbers? I don't want to demean him. But of course it is. Why can't you just say that? Of course it's a big year for Kyle Pitts. We drafted him fourth overall. I just picked up his $10 million option coming off that disaster of a year last year. Yeah, it's a big year for him. That's it. I don't have to name other names.
And then you can move on to something else. That's all.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins talked about at his introductory press conference, aside from admitting that he spoke to the trainer before he should have, everybody's on the same page. Owner, coach, GM. Does he still feel the same way? That's the question. And Jeff Francoeur is going to join us at noon.
Yeah.
His I'm Athlete podcast is going to feature Kirk Cousins as a guest.
It's a live sit down.
May the 21st. We'll tell you how you can be a part of it when Jeff does join us at noon. But look, either way, you got to get over it. You got to move forward now.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
I don't think there's a linger.
None of us have a choice.
I don't think there's a linger. Look, again, you're paying me 40. Here's the easiest joke. You're paying me $45 million. You can do whatever you want around. I don't care. Literally, don't care. You're paying me 100 for two? Take whatever I just said about not caring and multiply it by two. I don't care. Here's the thing. We got to start being adults around here. Terry Fontenot's got to be able to say it's a big year for Kyle Pitts. Kirk Cousins, I don't think we'll keep that private. Why can't you just say at the end, if this is what happened, I enjoyed speaking with him. Like, take the thumb off a little bit. I enjoyed my conversation with him. I understand why the Falcons certainly would have picked him. Something. Let's just get away from this. Oh, I can't, like LeBron. Oh, I'm not going to answer that. Why not?
Well, he was asked last night after the Lakers got eliminated by the Nuggets, will you be back next year in a Lakers uniform? And that was his response.
Yeah. Do you know what's crazy about Kirk Cousins? If Kirk Cousins said he would have spoken to Harry Houdini instead of the trainer and somebody from the PR staff, no problems. I spoke to Harry Houdini about me signing here. Like anybody.
Because Harry Houdini is not affiliated with the Falcons organization.
Right.
And he's dead.
He is dead.
Two factors there that come into play.
Yeah, I don't think you had to explain that. I said Harry Houdini.
I know.
I didn't say...
You know me. I like to fill in the blanks. I can't help myself.
I didn't say my cousin Phil, who passed away in 1974, unbeknownst to everybody who's listening. He would have been better off saying that instead of what he said. I don't want to laugh about it because I think I'm losing a second-round pick. It's not funny. By the way, it is too soon.
But if we can't laugh, we'll cry. As we like to say, it's gallows humor. Matt Schaub has been in many a locker room. The former Falcon said this about Cousins and Penix coexisting.
I don't see it being an issue, honestly, just knowing Kirk and that room and Raheem Morris. And I think the big thing for him, which I know Raheem understands this and he will do this, is let it be known, this is Kirk Cousins' football team right now. You know, and he's the leader, he's the quarterback, and let's go full steam ahead.
I'm sticking to my gun.
Matt Schaub on the way to the dry cleaner, says he did that interview.
Well, the man's got things. He's got like 9 kids. He's got a lot of stuff he's got to do
for
the
wife. He's a busy man.
What do you think? You think his wife lets him go downstairs and do nothing all day?
Absolutely not.
Now, listen, the reason they have that house is because of him. But try saying that to your wife on the wrong day.
I've tried that a time or two.
Yeah, on the wrong day.
I can assure you it's not a wise thing to say.
That press conference when they went over the top where they said Kirk Cousins is our starter 9 different times. Again, that's not being adult. That's not being adult. Nobody needs for you to justify what you did. And don't forget, Kirk Cousins is our starter. I know he's your starter. Stop saying it.
Jason Light, the Tampa GM, was asked about the Falcons taking Michael Penix. He said, I'm sure they have their reason for it, which I can see. I guess there's a good long-term plan there. If you hit on him, you got the future. Totally understood it. Yeah, what else is he supposed to say?
Well, it's better than Ryan Poles, who laughed in everybody's face and had media members laugh on top of that. Where does Chicago get off laughing at us, by the way? Where does anybody sitting in a Ryan Poles press conference get off laughing at us?
Well, I think that just added to the anger last Friday when we talked about it and played the audio of it happening.
Who are they? When it comes to the Bears, who are they?
Well, surfacely, they had a better draft than the Falcons. When you talk about the immediate payoff.
I just saw they had to get rid of their quarterback who they just took in the first round. That's them?
I said surfacely, on paper right now, you had a great draft. We'll see in 5 years from now, maybe 2 years from now.
We can't laugh at anybody or anything, by the way. I know my place.
Mm-hmm.
My place is not making the postseason for 6 years. I'm not allowed to laugh at anybody. If Terry Fontenot was asked about, I don't know, I don't care what pick, and he thought it was ridiculous and I thought it was ridiculous, you know what I wouldn't do? I wouldn't laugh. I'm not in a position to laugh. I know my place.
And if you're going to laugh, laugh maniacally, like the GM of the Colts does. If you're going to do it, go all in. That's what I always say.
That guy. Listen, I'm going to tell you something about him. I've known people like him. There's a lot of stuff going on in his head. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the Colts GM, yeah.
Yeah, Ballard. He's got a lot of stuff going on in his head. He drops words like he's worse with his language than I am.
Which is saying a lot.
He knows he's at a press conference. Like, he knows he's at a press conference, he's dropping those bombs. That would be the equivalent of me sitting here knowing I'm on the radio, and I just say those words.
Right. As opposed to walking on a plane in front of a bunch of ladies, like you've been known to do from time to time.
Yeah.
When I got to tell you, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
People are looking at you. Yeah. When I have to tell you that, it's never a good thing.
You know what's crazy? I have a pretty good vocabulary.
I know, you're not dumb.
But I can't do dangs. I can't do anything like that. I can't. In my head, I've tried to say, oh, why don't you come up with some other words? I can hear Finn every once in a while. He'll say fudge or he'll say, I'm like, can't do that.
All right, enough about me.
Craig Neal used to play at Georgia Tech and Mark Price.
Yeah, sure.
They are very Christian-like, so they would not swear. No. They made up words. Like, instead of the S word, they said Shigo. Ah, Shigo.
Is that really what they did?
Yeah, ask Price about it.
I can't do that. That's not for me. I'd rather just say the word.
Ah, Shigo.
I'd rather just
say
the word.
That's a bunch of Shigo. That would sound funny coming from you.
I can't do it.
Roddy White was on the locker room. Needless to say, he's a big fan of the Falcons selecting Michael Penix.
For us, I think it's a really good pick. We were in a transitioning year for the last 6 or 7 years.
Mm.
So I felt like they wanted an opportunity to get a guy that they feel like could be there for the next 10 years and have a lot of consistency. I feel like for the last 5, 6 years, there's a reason why we got all these skilled players on our team and we're picking in the first round. And we got all these top 10 picks on our team, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years because we never addressed that situation. Well, now we have a veteran quarterback that we know can play, and then we got the future of the franchise.
All right. I mean, that's the pitch, right?
Is Roddy afraid they're going to take his name off that thing up there? What is that?
Brian Fennerin thinks that people got to some of these players, whomever they may be.
Yeah, listen.
They got to you, didn't they?
Here's what it sounds like to me. Either somebody did a great sales job, or you're afraid you're not going to be playing free golf with the Atlanta Falcons at the next 8 tournaments. You're not going to be invited to go have a really nice dinner on a Saturday night.
Of course, Brian Fennerin, everybody else, they are the locker room in the morning, 6 to 10. A massive crew on that program. a massive group. Jason Light, we talked about him. What about Jason Kelce? He's headed to ESPN as a part of their Monday Night Football pregame show. It looks like Kelce is in and RG3 is out. Now, I don't know if he's going to stay at the network or not, RG3, but it doesn't look like he's going to be a part of that program.
I think he's going to go back to the NFL and play.
Well, he keeps saying he's ready.
I know.
I don't know what you're ready for.
I've got something about Jason Kelce in the drive that I will bring up during the drive.
That is addition by subtraction, if you ask me, getting rid of RG3 and adding anybody.
And he's also, Kelce, going to be a part of Scott Van Pelt's Monday night countdown. So, and I think he's going to join him after the show as well. So he's going to be a very busy man at ESPN. We know that he was highly sought after.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what they did say.
How about Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick allegedly, according to NFL.com and Greg Rosenthal, is going to participate in the weekend's roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. What did I tell you about this guy? I told you he's going to be every place.
Okay.
Even though yesterday's conversation with Roger Goodell was a very awkward one, Bill Belichick is not giving up. He's going to be a part of the roast. He's going to roast Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
I know I do it once in a while, and my dog friend is up back there. I'm not going to talk about my dog friend being up on the balcony up there. I'm not going to do it. But once in a while, I'll see something on the TV, and the Belichick Goodell thing was fascinating to me. So I went back and I listened to it. It was terrible. People want to call it awkward. It was just, okay, maybe it was terrible because it was awkward, or maybe it was just terrible because it was terrible. It was terrible. Bill Belichick had a really good weekend. Now he's 1-1 over the last couple of days when it comes to his appearances on TV. I'm shocked he keeps wearing a tie. I don't even know what that is. I'm going to offer him a piece of advice. I'm going to offer him a piece of advice. This supposedly is live, and this supposedly is not going to be edited. Don't do it. Because any zinger that you think you have, you're going to lose. Because you are still Bill Belichick NFL guy. You can't think of yourself as Bill Belichick, I'm the next Jeffrey Ross. This is a bad move on his
part. Well, not only that, like we said when we first found out about the roast, remember, when you're a part of the roast, when you're on the dais, you get
roasted,
I mean, too. They go after you, not just the roastee.
I would, if I was a smart writer, I'd have 10 rat-tat-tats for Bill Belichick. And I don't know if he's going to be able to take that personality-wise, but the big thing is, you don't want to seem like a goof. Like, you're going from Bill Belichick, maybe the greatest ever to do it in any sport, and now you just want to, I don't know. Like, you want to be on Pat McAfee, that's fine. You want to do this, that's fine. Do it once in a while. But I'm telling you this. If this guy was worried about his legacy and becoming the all-time winningest coach, why is he doing this? This will take away a couple of bricks in his legacy. Because people are finally going to be able to be honest with him, tell him things about him, and let the rest of the world hear it.
Hey, Tom. Giselle's at my apartment. She says hello. If something like that may happen, I don't know.
Again, you're going to take a brick out of your legacy. I hope you're ready for that. You're going to do Giselle jokes if you're Bill Belichick.
Listen, I'm like Buck does at the coffee shop every morning. I'm just workshopping.
He's going to do video.
That's all.
He's going to go. Is he going to do videotaping jokes?
Don't know.
Does he come up with a confession?
I have no idea.
I'm
looking forward to what people are going to say to him.
Yeah, I don't think it's smart.
The other roasters. I guess, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, obviously, Ben Affleck is characterized as probable. Randy Moss, Julian Edelman, Drew Bledsoe, Rob Gronkowski all have been confirmed as roasters over the weekend.
Doesn't sound very funny to me yet. Who's going to be the funny people?
Maybe they'll shock you all. Drew Bledsoe is going to shock the world.
Drew
He's
Bledsoe.
Been working on this for a while.
Can I tell you what I would do if I was Drew Bledsoe? This is what I would do. You know those, when you do a gun shooting scene in a movie, they have capsules where you bleed.
Alec Baldwin.
If I'm Bledsoe,
down the hall,
as I'm speaking, I have a capsule that goes poof, and I just start bleeding out of the side where my ribs were, like,
catching
my lungs. And I would say, oh, gosh, is that still happening? And then I would thank him for his career by saying, you see this? This is why you're Tom Brady.
Is it too inside to have Mo Lewis come out? Thanks to me, you have a career. I almost killed this guy. And thanks to me, I almost killed this guy.
It's got
to
be a drive-by.
I got you.
It's got to be a drive-by.
Real fast, in and out. Travis Kelce has signed a 2-year contract extension, making him the league's highest-paid tight end. He was good in the postseason again, but not during the regular season. Less than 1,000 yards for the first time since 2015. But he is going to be around. 32 passes, 355 yards, 3 scores in the postseason as the Chiefs went on that run.
Seems
he's sticking
like
around. I'm kind of surprised.
Well, for good money, too. They're giving him, like, a gold watch. I think this is a gold watch contract. Now, again, if you think you're going to go to January and he's going to have something left in January, maybe he's going to be worth it. I think that's what they're thinking. I'm paying for the 17 games, but I'm not maybe expecting quite as much. I need him to be a little bit fresher in January.
All right, I got to tell you the story about what's going on with the Arena League. Have you heard this?
No.
So it launched in the 80s, went away, then came back in 20 and disappeared again, returned this weekend. Now, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, games were supposed to be televised on the NFL Network, and they ultimately were not. More specifically, the Philadelphia Soul had a weekend to forget. Per, again, the Inquirer there in Philadelphia, many players allegedly were released on Friday and then booted from the hotel they were staying, or shall I say motel, as in Super 8 Motel. Their luggage, according to the report, was taken from them and locked in a room. Apparently, the league took ownership of the Soul after a group that was going to buy the team backed out. So you're in a Super 8, you're expecting to play the next day. All of a sudden, they say you're gone, and you don't even have your luggage at that point. It's locked in a room somewhere, and you have to go get it. When are we going to learn? These other leagues don't work. It's the NFL, and that's it. Nothing else works.
Can I play theater again?
Yeah.
All right, this is me. This is my opinion. I'm being me for the first time ever. I want you to ask me what I think arena football has always been.
What has arena football, Chris, always been?
A money laundering scheme. That's the best I can come up with.
It's like Ozark.
Yeah, that's the best I can come up with. I'm not even kidding.
They're selling heroin under the guise of arena football.
Just telling you, that's what I think.
Down the hall.
That's what I think.
This finances the poppy fields. Well, apparently, it's no longer going to finance the poppy fields. Yes, that's all alleged. The rules are out for this summer's fight of the year. We'll tell you about those rules when we come back. It's Chiellini and Domino, Jeff Francoeur at noon. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
National Jazz Day. It's the X-Platform question of the day. What's your favorite jazz song? Jeff Francoeur coming up at noon. Like I said earlier, I guess he got pranked by Buck Belue on the golf course yesterday. He'll talk about that, among other things, for his weekly conversation. Pure Athlete is his podcast, and I guess Kirk Cousins, you can see him on the podcast, and Jeff will provide some details a little bit later on as well. Also want to tell you about the 680 The Fangirl, our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies, a little less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content. The 680 The Fangirl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans.
But I'll just pause.
Become a 680 fangirl today and follow us on Instagram.
We'll just act like that didn't happen.
And follow us on TikTok, all bitterness aside. So the stakes are going to be high as Mike Tyson does face Jake Paul on Netflix in July. On their social media pages yesterday, Chris, as you well know, the upcoming fight they announced will be an officially sanctioned professional bout, not an exhibition. As a result, the fight will count towards both of their respective pro records. Now it gets real. Now you're tearing things up as well.
Take the piece of paper you read and do this. Look, I'm going to.
I can't. It's part of my show sheet. I need the rest of it.
Okay. Because let me do this. If I'm not the first, okay, I'll be the second, third, or tenth. But it's something you need to hear. These are 2 minute rounds with 14 ounce gloves.
No headgear though.
This is 2 minute rounds with 14 ounce gloves. So Sugar Ray Robinson should be rolling over in his grave to believe that what he did for a living is what's happening here. He did it for peanuts to get to the point. Again, I don't care if they kill each other. Seriously, they could beat the dog out of each other. They could both have to crawl out on hands and knees, and we might all say, boy, that was fascinating. That was interesting. I'm not a blood sport guy, but I'm certainly looking for there to be action instead of standing around. But don't call this a fight. Who cares whose record it's on? Do you even know what Jake Paul's record is? Do you know what Mike Tyson's record is?
Not until I looked it up.
Okay.
He's 50-6. 2 no contests.
Right. Who cares?
44 knockouts.
Who cares?
Until I looked it up, I didn't know.
Right. What's Jake Paul's?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have that in
That's
front
my
of me.
Point. It's going to go on their record. Oh, that makes it official. It's 14-ounce glove, 2-minute rounds. Now, look, I don't want to get in a ring with either one of them. This is not me being Billy Badass. I'm just telling you, there are guys who fought for a living. There are guys who fought in the Olympics who never got paid. They worked amateur fighting from the time they were 12 with one dream, and 99.99999% of them will never make a dollar on it.
So what's the payoff here?
Oh, no, he took my room!
Because it's on Netflix. So if you have Netflix already, you don't have to pay an extra premium. Are they hoping that more people subscribe to Netflix?
Of course they are.
That's the goal?
Yeah. And then we'll find out what they want to do next if it wink, wink works. If they they're going to get a huge number, by the way. It's going to be a huge number. I don't know if Netflix is one of the streamers that does sort of when they have a good one. Oh, you know, Bluey or whatever. We have the number one streaming thing in the world. They do that when it's good. I don't know if they do it when it's bad. That my point is,
they probably sweep that. If anything doesn't work, they probably do sweep that under
Chris
the carpet.
Chris Hemsworth did two movies. There was a sequel. They were really good. $200 million movies. It was made by the guys who did the Marvel movies, the Russo brothers. They were really good. They told me how great they were. That rock movie, Red Notice, huge, did a ton of views. This is going to be out of the world big. What am I getting out of it at the end? Because I'm a little nervous this is going to be two guys who don't give me
It's like
money.
The Brady Roast. That's on Netflix this weekend.
Yes, it is.
As well. So I think they're in that business
yes.
now. More
yes,
subscribers, more subscribers, more subscribers.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, I want you to think about this. Who's not in the NBA's postseason anymore?
LeBron.
Steph Curry and a whole bunch of other
KD. People. First time in 20 right. years. LeBron, KD, and Curry are not in the second round of the postseason.
Right. There are also the biggest spenders are not in the postseason anymore either. Yet, what is the NBA about to do? What are they about to do? They're about to sign the biggest TV contracts in their history. And you can tell me that, yeah, we expected this. No, you didn't. You'd be lying.
Some streaming. I think NBC's now going to be involved.
Yeah.
Because they're going to spend more money.
Than
I guess,
Warner Brothers.
They're going to spend more money than Turner, which is under the Discovery Warner Brothers umbrella now. Now, Turner's got the right to match it, but the word is they're not going to match it.
No.
So what happens then?
Well, I told you.
Everybody goes over to NBC or
right.
Johnson and Company?
Right. Yeah, that's what
the
you
NBA
do.
On NBC.
Or if you're TNT. If you're TNT, you just go, I don't care. We're still going to do our show. We're still going to do our show. No,
I'd move over there if I were them.
I don't know what rights they have for, you know, highlights and everything else. I don't care. My point is, those three guys are out of the playoffs. And they're going to sign the biggest contracts ever. And nobody saw this coming. You could say, well, we knew that, blah, blah, blah. You're doing it as your stars are leaving. This brings me to a point with Anthony Edwards. He's in Minnesota. Oh, you can't be a star in Minnesota. You can be because of social media and the fact that I can get a hold of all these clips. Now, one thing I didn't know. What are we allowed to call the Italian T-shirt? Just call it the Italian T-shirt?
Yes, the tank top.
Yeah, let's
that
call
you wear
it.
Under your shirt,
I'm going to go with the Italian T-shirt. Anthony Edwards is there with Carl Anthony Towns. And he's sitting there literally in an Italian T-shirt. Now, okay, you do you, man. I'm not here to tell you. You can go shirtless if you want. But he wore this. Then I found out, you know what you could basically say at press conferences now? Anything.
Like, the first three games, the motherfuckers kept out. And tonight, I told him, what did I tell you last game?
He said, yo, find a way not to foul him? I said, I'm going to try.
Like, if you watch the game, every time in the third quarter when we would grow a lead, it's because he's in the game.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop.
Yeah.
He dropped two F's. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to sign their biggest TV contracts ever. These guys are active on social media. The next round of Anthony Edwards and others, they're going to be discovered. The game doesn't stop. Joe Montana went away. Tom Brady went away. They keep playing. And this group of NBA players, which I think they're going to be the hardest. They're going to be the hardest hit by. What do you mean? It didn't end when I retired? with LeBron being number one. I'll let you hear him in a second. Who's the next? The next five stars in the NBA. Do you think you know who they are?
I don't know.
Okay. That guy's one of them.
Yeah.
That guy is absolutely one of them. The point is there are going to be slots filled. And these guys are going to be more outward. They're going to speak more than this last group ever did. Has Kevin Durant ever said anything that's interesting? He's been in Twitter beef.
Yeah, he's attacked people on social media.
He's a child in that regard.
Anthony Davis has tried, but every time he tries, he gets a soft tissue injury.
He's terrible in that regard.
He's out.
Well, here's LeBron at the end of his season when he was asked, because, you know, he's sitting there and he's supposed to, this is a press conference. Maybe you thought
did Anthony Davis hurt his shoulder or did he get shot last night? So I was curious when I was watching. There's maybe a sniper in the building there.
Every time somebody dumb enough says to me, oh, no, it's his time right now. Now it's going to be his time. Okay. Bye-bye. You know what that is? What's this me doing? Me waving him to the offseason.
As they say on the NBA on TNT, they're gone fishing.
I'm waving him to the offseason. So this is LeBron last night.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And then he left.
There's talk that the Lakers have already reached out and said, we're going to take Bronny if you want to play with Bronny.
So
that's good because they're a good team. They can afford to add a guy like Bronny. They're right up there when you talk about championship contenders.
Here's what I will say. Yeah, I'm going to counter
Denver's
that.
Denver's only 8-1 against them last 2 years of the postseason.
Can I counter that?
Sure.
I'm not beefing for anybody here. I'm not pimping anybody. Whoever they get in the draft is not going to help them. The fact that LeBron will use it and force them to draft Bronny. When I talked about Bill Belichick, you want to watch bricks start coming out of your legacy wall? That's how bricks come out of your legacy wall. You're going to squeeze them for this, yet you're going to leave a press conference like that.
And he's going to leave another coach in the wake because Darvin Ham's going to be out as well.
Oh, no doubt about it. So, again, I'm kind of looking forward to the next generation who can wear an Italian T-shirt and drop F-bombs.
That was a hell of a game last night. Jamal Murray wasn't supposed to play. It's the game winner.
Yeah, he did. Well, you want to know why? Because some guys are a little bit different.
You see him dunk? Right in the face of LeBron, too.
Did you see Did you see the Anthony Edwards dunk?
Yeah.
That's the one where you just go, sorry, old guys, you got to get out of here. Anthony Edwards is taking no prisoners. I'm not a big fan of doing the crotch chop. Just calm it down a little bit. I get you're young, but that next breed is going to be more interesting. Some good ways, some not so good ways. Did you see what Lewis Reddick did at the end of the NFL draft?
I missed it.
Or actually during it. He did 2-plus minutes on talking about and thanking all the people behind. They had 475
for him.
Vignettes set.
Classy guy.
75. And he started naming names about for 2-plus minutes. These are the people who give us the stuff that we have up here. Really good move on his part. And I had some. Oh, last time a defensive player was picked as late as 15. This NFL draft, 15 was the first defensive player. I'm not going to do it the way that I saw it because it just sounds a little bit. The last time a player in the NFL draft, defensive player, was drafted this late, the year after World War II ended. Think about that. Now, they said Hitler died. I was 45. 46. I'm going to go with 46 when World War II ended.
Down the hall.
Yeah.
To the left. Sort of.
But how crazy is that? It was 1946, the last time a defensive player. Now, I will say this, in the 30s and 40s, weren't they all just players?
They were all iron men.
Yeah, they were two-way players.
Played both ways. Chuck Bednarik here, back from the grave.
Hey,
you
Chuck.
See my fingers, they went all over the place.
If only Kirk Cousins would have said I talked to Chuck Bednarik instead of the PR director and the training staff. We'll leave it at that. We got other stuff, but at some point we'll get
Jeff Francoeur is going to join us next. We're going to talk about some big news. Speaking of Kirk Cousins, he's going to be on the Jeff Francoeur podcast, and you can be a part of it. He'll tell you how. And we'll talk some, obviously, the Braves with him and Buck Ballou pranking him on the golf course yesterday.
I don't even know this story yet, by the way.
You're going to find out when we come back. Plenty of information when it comes to Jeff Francoeur. We'll have that discussion on the other side. Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.